Leland Searles of Leeward Solutions, LLC, is a consulting ecologist in Marshalltown, Iowa. He has been a field botanist and zoologist for more than 30 years and is a public speaker on topics related to ecological goals. Recently, he became a spokesperson for the Be Wild Rewild program. Can you talk a little bit about the Be Wild Rewild project?
Yeah, rewilding is occurring on several different continents, and probably the most visible one is Europe right now, where significant areas are being left alone, maybe with a little bit of management here and there, but mostly left alone. In the United States, rewilding has caught on in large areas of the western U.S., beginning with the Rocky Foothills and moving into California, south into the deserts and north into the Pacific Northwest. It's caught on in parts of eastern U.S. as well, along the Atlantic seaboard and in New England. But here in the Midwest, because of the massive landscape changes from urbanization and farming, this is seen as an impossible thing to even let happen. But the opposite is true. This group of people is in the Be Wild Rewild program, interested in taking a significant chunk of Iowa's landscape, about 25% of it, which would be 9 million acres, and letting it rewild itself. Everything from the streams to the plants to the birds to the furry mammals. To take the most altered landscape, which is Iowa, what we call ground zero for rewilding, to take that most altered landscape and helping it be part of an entire continent of connectivity from the West Coast to the East Coast and beyond, because our entire hemisphere is connected. Just as the water on farmers' land somewhere in Iowa is ultimately connected to the Gulf Stream coming up against the European coast, and then the Gulf Stream is connected to the entire planet ultimately. So we would like to see 9 million acres rewilded. Now, does that mean that we have to give up things like farming? No. There's plenty of landscape left for agriculture. There's plenty of room for urban living to continue. We'd like this to happen on the land that has the highest potential for rewilding to take place and is perhaps less usable for human beings. And those would be frequently flooded floodplains where the rivers can return to do what they want to do, and the highly sloped land, which may or may not be in pasture, but more likely it's in woodlands. And what we'd like to see on all of those 9 million acres are core rewilded areas, roughly 10,000 acres in size and larger, and they preserve or help facilitate the biodiversity. And then between those cores would be corridors for movement, and they would allow the movement of such things as predators, big ones, and tiny predators, like a little quarter-inch fly called a long-legged fly, because not only do big predators possibly move through those, so do insects, and so do seeds, and everything else in that entire food system of nature. Everything moves through that connected landscape. It's about getting that reconnected.
So the Be Wild Rewild program is encouraging people to understand those connections?
Yes. The Be Wild Rewild vision says humans are but one part of it. Let's act like one part and not the whole picture. If we, as a species, are to survive on this planet, we need to change our thinking, realizing that the fate of the four-leggeds and the six-leggeds and the plants is the same fate shared by humans. We're in this together. We need to change our thinking dramatically about the natural world and not see it as just a place to recreate or just a place to go birding. We need to go out into that natural world where it exists and realize that our future depends on it. The Be Wild Rewild project is to establish that bond between humans and the natural world. We're all in this together. And can we think that it's somehow a positive world that we want to inhabit because of its tremendous beauty, its tremendous ability to survive us and everything we've thrown at it because it's still alive?